train art. It only happens when a train links long and varied cars, some rusted and some gray and some with graffiti and some with bird-like blades of windmills that stretch a few cars long, suggesting flight on wheels or a dolphin arc on the tracks. But it doesn't always happen, even then. It doesn't matter what the train carries, be it birds or dolphins, metal, wood, or grain, machines, chemicals, or coal, plastic, paper, or pulp. It can happen carrying any of these. It only happens when empty slabs or perhaps a cage for cotton or chickens hooks between the freight, anything with slats or holes that let the landscape blink through. And the type of landscape doesn't matter, be it prairie or forest, desert or mountain, river or field, just as long as it's framed by the quick empty spaces so that you don't know when it's coming. That glimpse of river or field, a flash of framed sky, a shot of orange cliff or cluster of pine, what would simply blend into the horizon without its moving camera, its wink to the eyes, and for a few seconds, iron and rust and motion and earth make art.